Hey, man, they come out of meeting last week with five people saved. They say God is out of business. God's not out of business. The church is not out of business.
Right.
Amen. And he's well able tonight to give you what you stand in need of.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The altar's open if you need to pray. Appreciate Brother Reeves. He's been blessing you by the church. I want him to close out the week, however he feels led. Amen. You pray for the man of God as he comes, Brother Chris. You just come on and do the preaching God's put in your heart to do, brother. I said, do love.
Have a mighty heart, brother.
Amen.
If you got a Bible tonight, I want to turn with us to the 116th Psalm. That's where I want to read from tonight. I know that was mentioned a couple of times this morning. And that's where my heart's at today.
Good.
And maybe the Lord will help us and give us something that will be a help to the church.
Bless
you. And I can tell you this. I've preached a lot of revivals over the years, but I've never preached one where I had any more liberty than I've had this week.
Bless
you. I appreciate the church giving us liberty
and
praying for me and praying for Brother Justin. I appreciate Brother Justin and Sister Kim and their family.
Yes.
And I appreciate them very much.
Amen.
And it's been good to, we got to spend lunch with Brother Justin every day and to spend some time fellowshipping.
Yep.
And those are things that we cherish.
Yep.
But we don't get to do that as much as we would like to. Life is busy.
Yeah.
But it's good when we can get together with fellow Christians and fellowship together.
Yes.
We've got things in common. And the things that we do, the world don't understand. And the reason we do things they don't understand. But I like it when I get around like-minded folks that just like to worship God.
Amen. Sure. Yes.
They like to preach the word of the gospel. And you know, it's I guess it's just the way you think. I haven't had to say one time, you know, anything about a King James Bible.
No.
I haven't had to mention that a time. I feel very confident you get that preached
to you. You're in a good place, brother.
Very often I haven't had to preach against the sinner's prayer and this easy believism salvation. I haven't had to do that all week.
No.
I know you got a pastor that'll take care of that.
Amen.
And I haven't had to spend the week. Maybe the Lord hadn't gave me a lot of messages to, so to speak, skin the church up and try to get y'all on the right path. You've got a pastor that's done an excellent job at that.
Yeah.
And you've had pastors in the past that have done an excellent job in that.
Yeah.
And basically, a lot of times in revival, you spend the whole week preaching to the church.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about preaching for them, trying to get them out of trouble and out of bad situations. And I'm glad this week the Lord's letting me preach to encourage the church.
Yeah.
Amen. And that means a lot to me, and I'm thankful for that. And I appreciate that. I feel like the Lord used me some this week.
Yes, you have.
And it's been a help for me to be here. And I am thankful for that.
God bless you.
My voice is still not 100%. But if the Lord will help us, I'll try to preach a few minutes. Now I'm going to do something a little bit different. I got a couple of things wrote down. I don't usually do that.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe a year or two ago, I was singing a song at church. And the song is called "I've Been Awaiting, Lord, to Go."
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all ever sung that song.
Sure.
I really like that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to do a little reading about where the song came from, and that's what I want to preach on just in a minute, if Lord help me. So in this 116th Psalm, I'm going to read the whole 19 verses, and if you'll be patient with us for just a moment. Psalms 116, it says, "I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell did hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow, then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted, and I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Yep. Oh Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the Lord giving us a place to start from. Right. And there's a lot of things to preach out of this chapter. I preached out of this psalm just a few weeks ago there at Pleasant Hill. I had an opportunity to preach on not the thoughts I want to preach tonight. But there's a lot of good preaching in this 116th Psalm. When we find the psalmist as he's talking about how that the sorrows of death compass me and the pains of hell get hold upon me, I found trouble and sorrow. And I tell you what that sounds like to me. That sounds like conviction when it sets up in a sinner's heart. And somebody realizes that they're trouble. And somebody realizes that hell's reaching up to get them. Yes. And they found trouble and sorrow.
Yeah.
And then the psalmist said, then I called out upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say that the Lord delivered his soul. But what it says is, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful.
Yeah.
What that tells me is the Lord delivered his soul.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for the delivering power of God. I'm thankful he can do what we cannot do. He has the ability to save folks, and nobody else can do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Salvation is the Lord's business.
Yes.
The Bible will teach you and I for every man to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
Right.
And I still believe in that tonight.
Yes.
I don't believe in this stuff of getting folks down here. I still believe when the Holy Spirit gets in your heart and you get under conviction, it'll draw you down here.
Yes.
At the time when he gets you down here, he's got the ability to take care of the whole man.
Amen.
Sure he does.
Amen. I really believe that.
Amen.
Now, but the scripture goes on down here, and it talks about something that I know that I think we mentioned this morning. It's kind of been rolled over in my mind throughout the afternoon, where that the Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Yeah.
And I've used that a lot of times in funerals, and I know most of us preachers have done that. That's a precious scripture for a child of God to hang on to.
Sure.
I know that in death, when death comes to us, it's precious in the sight of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Sure.
Now, this song that I'm talking to you about, you be patient with me. This is a little different than I normally preach, but it's on my heart to do. This song I've been waiting, Lord, to go. Now, if you look in the books, when you find that song, it says down at the bottom, it talks about, I just got this little side note there, that the words of Granny Solomon, who before she died. And that's what the song said. Well, for whatever reason, I found that, and I got interested in who is Granny Solomon. I wanted to know who that was. But I done some looking, and I found her obituary announcement in the paper. She died in 1940.
Yeah.
And I want to read y'all her obituary announcement. I don't take any offense. This was written in 1940. I'm just going to read it just like it says it in here.
Bless
and I don't take any offense to it tonight. Said this is in Dallas on January the 12th. Fish Trap Road is wrapped in gloom. The oldest woman on earth is dead. And y'all ever read this? Boy, this is good. I like this. She died on January 11th, but it's in the paper on January 12th. And it said, Granny, and I don't know if I can say her name, Gradia Solomon, who claimed to have lived 127 years, died yesterday all of a sudden. Until a few days ago, she was as spry as a young one. Apparently, she knew her time had come because she sighed and she murmured, Lord, come get me. I've been awaiting.
Yeah.
And then she died. Right. And it says, oh, Granny never got to trifling and no count.
Yeah.
She was a hymn singer and a quilter and the mother of 14 children.
Nice.
Her progeny came in droves today, all told. There were 141. She was born, they said, on October the 12th, 1812 on a Mississippi plantation. Her father was a Negro slave and her mother was an Indian. And that's what it says about Granny Solomon. And that was her obituary announcement.
Yeah.
And they took these last words and she said,
yeah,
Lord, come get me. I've been awaiting.
Yeah.
And they wrote this song. And I love to sing it.
Yeah.
And it's really what they call it. I know, again, this is probably not politically correct.
Yeah.
But it's called a Negro spiritual song. It's what it's called. And that's how you sing it.
Yeah.
And but the verses say this. Many years I've traveled on this weary road. Watch the fleeting changes.
Yes.
Try to share some load. Now the work is finished. Steps are mighty slow. I've been awaiting more to go. Feet a little weary. Sight a getting dim.
Yeah.
Lord, I have my Savior. I can trust in Him.
Yeah.
Many friends are yonder by the river's flow. I've been awaiting more to go. I've been awaiting. Waiting on that shoulder.
Yeah.
Long I've traveled, and ain't gonna travel no more. Shades of evening falling, steps are getting slow.
Yeah.
I've been awaiting, Lord, to go.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that this Granny Solomon, I never got to meet her.
Yeah.
And I have a sneaky suspicion that I will one day.
Yeah.
When all the God's children are gathered home, I just have a suspicion of Granny Solomon's going to be over there.
Yeah.
Waiting on us. And can I say tonight, how precious must it be to a child of God that gets down to the end of life and they know life's about to leave them and they can say, Lord, come get me.
Yeah.
I've been awaiting.
Yeah.
And that's confidence in your God.
Yeah.
And that's confidence in your salvation.
Yeah.
And that's confidence in what the Lord has done for you. Oh, bless His name.
Yeah,
hey, listen now. I understand that it does not matter today what color you are, how much money you have, how big or how small, how important or unimportant you may be, how smart you may be, or how ignorant you may be.
Yeah.
I'm glad God made salvation so everyone has
opportunity.
Amen. Amen. I was talking to Brother Justin today. I had a phone call this week from Brother Chris Sims. He was asking me some questions. He had to preach a funeral. He was having to preach a funeral of somebody that was mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
And their age never got real high. And their mind capability, they said, was just that of just a young child.
Yeah.
And he was just talking to me about some things. And I told him I had a funeral out there not many years ago.
Yeah.
And he asked me what I preached. And I had to think about it for a while. And I called Natalie and I said, hey, I preached a funeral 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember what I preached? And she said, well, no,
yeah,
I don't have any idea. And I got to just sit back down and meditate for a while, and it finally started coming back to me what I preached in that funeral.
Yeah.
And I want to say something to us tonight, how whether or not we have great wisdom or we have no wisdom, I'm glad the Bible says this. He made it in a way, or even a wayfaring man.
Yeah.
I wasn't stumbling the way.
I'm
glad the Lord made salvation simple.
Yeah.
We're the ones that made it complicated.
Yeah.
We're the ones that's tied it back on.
Yeah.
It's got to be ABC. One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
I remember from the thief on the cross. All he said was,
yeah,
Lord, remember me.
Yeah.
I'm coming to thy kingdom.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, surely today, thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm thankful tonight for some assurance that comes with salvation.
Yes, yes, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I guess there's some folks that are too smart. And they try to smart their way into salvation.
Right.
You can't smart up faith and you can't outsmart the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord knows exactly what He's doing.
Right.
My mother had a first cousin. His name was Neil Bohan. That was my mother's first cousin's name.
Yeah.
And when I was a boy, he was the same age as my mother, just a little bit younger. And my mother, when we'd go to their house, me and my little brother always played with Neil.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I didn't know there was much wrong with him. I didn't know what was going on. But he had Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And that's how it was. You know, he was really just about like a child most of the time.
Yeah.
But when I began to get a little bit older, I started talking to them. We'd ask him questions. And I talked to him about things. And there was a certificate hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
And that was his mama. And that was my Aunt Melba. She said, that's his most prized possession. And I go, I went up there and read what that was. It was when he joined the church.
Yeah.
And he got baptized. They gave him a certificate.
Yeah.
When he got born again.
Yeah.
And got baptized in the local church.
Yeah.
And he kept that on his wall in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And everybody that came over,
yeah,
he wanted to show them what was on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm glad today, when I preached his funeral,
yeah,
I can look back to that.
Yeah.
And say the Lord can save,
yeah,
a simple-minded folks.
Yeah.
And the gospel's not too hard.
Yeah.
It's not too easy.
Yeah.
Where you bring the right, where you came.
Yeah.
I'm glad salvation is made on everybody's
life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
I've seen kids come down. I thought to myself, I don't know if they're old enough.
I know.
But the Lord began to deal with them. I've seen them get saved.
Yep.
There's a little old boy that I preached revival. And when he was a young boy, I preached revival at Brother Emmy Stone's church.
Yep.
And it was down in Austin Creek, down in Blountsville. And I preached revival down there 2-3 years.
Yep.
And one morning we was having a pretty good meeting. And the Lord had me preached. And conviction fell. And there were several folks needing to get saved that morning.
Yep.
That little old boy was just sitting there with his mama. And he's crying like a baby. And he said, I don't know. We may have something going on right here. But he just did. And just a little bit, that boy came down and he bowed in the altar. And just a few minutes later, he stood up and he said that the Lord had saved me.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm a doubtful person.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't know if I took or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something. If that boy, if I ran in the hill,
yeah,
in the middle of town, wherever I was,
yeah,
his face lights up.
Yeah.
The biggest smile you've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's married, got 2 kids now.
Yeah.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that little old boy, I'd go to revival meetings and preach.
Yeah.
And when he'd see me, I'd see him talking to his mama. And it wasn't just a minute, he'd be sitting beside me on the pew.
Yeah.
And he'd come sit with me. And if I was just visiting the revival, and he happened to be there, he'd see his mama would be motioning for me. And I'd say, let him come on.
Yeah.
That little boy sit with me until he's a teenager.
Yeah.
He always want to come sit with me. I'm not the one that picks the angels. That's God's business.
Yeah.
Whether they're young or old, when God deals with you, that's when you got to
be. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get your salvation part right, everything else by the works of this kind
lies
in the place. When death comes, the Lord's just there, and it falls into place.
That's right.
There was a lady that some of y'all might have known her. I know Sister Champion knew her. I talked to her about it one time.
Yeah.
Her name was Sister Wilma Jones. And she was a member at High Point there where me and Mally joined up after we got married. And her husband's name was Warren. And they had a pond back there behind the church. And for years, that's where everybody got baptized. Had to join up in the church. But Miss Wilma, I loved Miss Wilma. And Miss Wilma loved me. And she used to cook the best fried pie I've ever ate in my life. And she'd always save me 2 extra. Whenever she made some, bring them to me. And Sister Margie, Mother Billy used to do me the same way.
Yeah.
She'd bring them in fried pies, and we had a pretty good connection. And one time she got real bad sick, and she's in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I went and knocked on the door and came in there. Her daughter was in there with me, you know.
Yes.
And we began to talk a little bit. And she said, Brother Chris, she said, I'm fixing to go home. And I said, okay, are they letting you go? And she said, no, I'm fixing to go home, though.
Yeah.
And she said, one way or another, I'm a winner. If I don't make it out of here,
yeah,
I know the friends are. Right. And the Lord's going to take me home.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the next day. The Lord came in and moved him.
Yeah.
I moved in on her and took her home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
If you're really about with God,
yeah,
you'd be like old man Solomon and say, Lord, come get me.
Yes.
I've been away.
Yes.
Amen.
We used to go visit Nanny's Papa. Papa Brown,
mm-hmm,
and he lost his hearing, and he has vertigo so bad,
yeah,
A lot of times they couldn't even walk, you know, just be sick as a dog. They'd lay in the bed. And we'd go in there and see her mama. We'd come in there and I'd say, Where's Brother Brown? She'd say, he's in there in the bed. Uh-huh. And I'd be listening and I could hear him in there. You know what he'd say? Mm. Lord, I'm done. Mm.
Yeah.
Come get me.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm done. Come get me. I ain't no use no more. Just come get me.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go home. And he'd just stay in there and cry. And he'd stay in there and beg the Lord to come get him. And I remember as a young preacher and as a young man thinking I can't understand that. Yeah. But the closer I get to where he was, the more I understand. Hey, listen, I wouldn't mind it right now. If the Lord wanted to come get me, I'd just say, Lord, I'm ready. I've been waiting to come get me. Yes, I've been waiting. Bless his holy name. I'm thankful for a child of God. That's not scary. Death is just a... You have to go through that.
That's right.
Unless the Lord comes back and gets us all, we all must go through death.
Yeah,
for a child of God. It's nothing but good things.
That's right.
Amen. You remember when the old beggar man died in Luke chapter 16? Talked about two men dying. And one of them was a beggar and one was a rich man, clothed in purple linen, purple and fine linen. And the Bible said that the old beggar man, Lazarus, he sat outside of the rich man's gate begging for bread, begging for some crumbs, you know. And the dogs came and licked his sores. He's in terrible shape. People would have walked by him and said, my.
Right? Yeah.
How pitiful.
Yep.
On the day they died. I believe they died the same day.
Yes.
The Bible says that Lazarus died. Lazarus died and the angels took him to Abraham's bosom.
Yep.
It does not mention the rich man's name.
No.
And it does not mention Lazarus being buried.
Right.
But it's a specific mention that the rich man died and he was buried.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Old Lazarus was buried out there in the potter's field. Yeah. He's buried out there where the no cows live, where people didn't have any money with. That's where he's buried at.
Yeah.
And no doubt the rich man had the first casket in town. Everybody brought flowers. Everybody wanted to be in his will. Everybody come to see this rich man that had died. While those funerals were going on, Lazarus was comforted. And the rich man was burning in hell today.
Yeah.
I'll take Lazarus' part over the rich man's
Yes.
Hey, man.
God bless his office.
10 years ago, right at the same time, there was two men that I knew that died within about 2 days or 3 days apart. And the first man that I saw pass away, I'd go up there and stay at the hospital. He was a member of the church at High Point. I was just a lay preacher, but I'd go up there with the family, and he had the liver cancer. And he suffered like I'm telling you. He was a big man, a real strong man, and he wandered in that bed. He wasn't that old. I don't think he's yet, but about 50 years old when he died. And he'd wander in that bed, and they had a morphine drip on, and they couldn't get his pain under control, and it was horrible. I had to watch him suffer. And I was there with him, and I prayed. We'd all pray. His wife was crying, and his daughters were crying, and it was terrible to watch the way he suffered. And finally, when he died, we could all say, he's at rest. He's at peace with the Lord. And I thought to myself, I don't want to die like that. That was terrible. What pain he was in. How did he suffer there? And then about 3 days later, there's another man that I knew, and he was a drunk, and he stayed drunk all the time, and his language was filthy. He wasn't having nothing to do with church. And the day that he died, he played golf that morning, worked out in the yard all day. He climbed in the bed, pulled up the covers, and when the undertaker came, said he never even moved. He promised when he's in his sleep. He never even knew that he died. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you don't want to die that way. You've got to go out suffering by the man with cancer. I know that the Lord was awaiting on me.
That's
right.
Right.
I want to die the death of the saints.
Bless the Lord.
I don't know if you've ever been there when saints of God sit down.
Yeah.
That's something special about that.
Yes, there is.
It's sad, you know. But it's not like folks who don't have hope.
That's right. Man.
When you say, as a testimony, there's hope for a better day, that's much easier
that's right.
than the ones that die lost.
You're right, man.
That's right.
Yeah. I want to say something. I know Brother Bruce has probably heard this. Brother Gary Ford, y'all know Brother Gary Ford,
yeah.
He's preaching from our area.
Mm-hmm.
Lives down around Mountainboro, back in that area. But he was a paramedic in the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Flew a helicopter and he came in there and helped people. He's told me stories. I've heard him preach about it. Said there was a man that every time they'd go out in the town to do something, Brother Gary was a lost man.
Mm-hmm.
Said that man would stand there and read his Bible. And they'd be all out, you know, living it up and doing shameful things. And he said, that man stayed there and read his Bible. He said, I've came up on soldiers that were dying, and they'd be saying, put my feet out, I'm burning up.
Yeah.
He said, I felt like I witnessed men how they went from this life into hell.
Yeah.
I watched them as they burned, as they're living this life. He said, but one day, that old Christian fella that always lived for the Lord and read his Bible,
yeah.
He stepped on a mine or something, a bomb hit him or something, and he just in the blue of all the pieces, you know.
Yeah.
And Brother Gary said, I got there where he was, and he was laying there, and he said, looking at me, and I was trying to do what I could. And I was looking at him, and I was talking to him,
yeah.
And he said, all of a sudden, he started looking past me, and he's reaching up his arms, and said, they're coming to get me,
yeah.
And he died. I'm going to take something,
yeah.
I ain't trying to go that way,
yeah.
Hey, God, he's coming to get
yeah.
me, oh, bless his name, and to be absent from the body,
yeah.
And to be present with the Lord,
yeah.
You believe whatever you want to,
yeah.
Whether you go to sleep, go to heaven, whether you think about it,
yeah.
I know this,
yeah.
I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Precious in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
Is the death of his saints.
That's right.
Preacher.
Precious in the sight of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Is the death of his saints.
That's right.
That's right.
It means something more when the child of God dies.
God bless you, brother.
Heaven pays attention. You remember when old Stephen, I'm about to close.
Happy Lord. Sure do.
Oh, Stephen, he's just a deacon.
Yeah.
But God used him to preach one of the best messages.
It sure did.
In the Bible.
It sure did.
He got to preaching to them Pharisees and Sadducees.
Mm.
He got to talking and telling them this is exactly what they were.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, in the midst of that, in the chapter before that, they said they looked on him and his face
yes.
looked like an angel.
Yes.
That's the Lord.
Right.
Something about that.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, anyway. The Bible says that he began to look up and look up, and I don't know if he's in their midst of his outside of where he was. He looked up and he said, behold, I see the Son of God, Son of Man, standing on the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
And the Bible said they covered their ears up and they ran on him and they threw him outside the town there and they all got stones and they laid their coats at a young man's feet named Saul.
Yeah.
They became the Apostle Paul. You think Stephen's message didn't work?
Yes.
And the Apostle Paul became one. From as far as I know, that may have been the only gospel there.
Yeah.
But Paul never heard preached that.
Yeah.
And the Lord used that.
Yeah.
With that loud sound down from heaven. And he got born again. That's why the Lord used that message.
Yes.
Oh, bless the Lord tonight.
Yes.
Oh, no, Stephen said,
yeah.
Oh, Father, forgive them.
Yeah.
For they know not what they do.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I think. In my mind, the Lord was standing up saying, I'll go get them right now, Father.
That's right.
I'll go get them all right now.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. The Lord's waiting on the commandment.
That's right.
Of the Father. Go get my children.
Yes.
Oh, bless his name.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Amen. Yes. Yes, amen.
Lord, come get me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been awake.
Mm-hmm.
Hope I can say that one day.
Yes. Yep.
You know, a few years ago, this has been several years ago, I guess. I remember when we had that earthquake here mm-hmm. that we felt here
yes.
in Abreville.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laying in the bed. An earthquake, the house began to shake.
Yep.
I'd never been in an earthquake before.
I don't know what it was.
I jumped out of the bed and I walked down there. And I said, I think somebody's hit our house. I jumped up, turned the porch light on, looked outside, came back in. I left it on and I came back in and I said, what was that? I said, I think it was an earthquake. I said, I don't know. I think it was an earthquake. Well, about that time, my phone rang.
Yeah.
I picked up my phone and it's my next door neighbor. I talked to him for a second. He's a good man. Drew knows him. Yeah. Next door neighbor. Okay. Football coach of Boaz.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to him on the phone. He said, I just, you know, what do you think it was? I said, I think it was an earthquake. He said, I did too. We talked for a minute, and that was the end of the conversation. We hung up.
Yeah.
I saw him there too late out in the yard. He said, you know, the other night when that earthquake came?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. He said, you know what I really thought? I thought the Lord was coming back.
Amen.
He said, I called you. I wanted to make sure you're still here. That's what he told me. He said, I know I'm a Christian, but I know you are too.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you're still here.
Amen.
And you know why I knew the Lord hadn't come back? Because I'm still here.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. It'll be just like that. That's when the Lord comes back. And the Bible said, every eye has shall behold him. Even though some distance
out,
you'll see the last coming.
Yeah.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Yeah.
I've already quoted it one time this week. John the Revelator.
Yeah.
Jesus looks to him and said, and behold, I come quickly.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Come, even so come.
Yeah.
And Lord Jesus,
yeah.
I've been away.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be long, it's coming
again. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. You can have all your doctrinal thoughts you want to, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going where he says.
Yeah.
Wow. Amen. The Bible says we'll go in the clouds to meet them in the air.
Yeah.
And so shall we ever be.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You said comfort yourself in these words.
That's right.
Amen.
One day the church will begin to say, I've been waiting.
Yeah.
Lord, come get us.
Yes.
We've been waiting. Lord, come get us.
Amen.
We'll be waiting.
Amen.
And I'm standing by the banks of the river, waiting on the boatman.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming.
Yes,
he is.
Take good cheer.
Sure.
That's the Lord.
He's coming to get us.
Amen.
Take good cheer.
Yeah.
Lord, come get me.
Yes,
come get me.
I've been waiting. What a way to leave.
Amen.
I hope I can do that one day.
God bless your heart, preacher.
Amen.
Thank God.
That's all I got, brother. I don't know, that may not be much preaching. I'm just thankful. Thankful I found that obituary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That little old slave, born slave down in the plantation in Mississippi.
Yeah. Yep.
Ended up in Texas on Fish Trap Road. And even though she moved from Mississippi, no doubt she wasn't a slave anymore. Slavery had been abolished.
Yeah.
She still lived in them.
I'm sure it's right.
You know she was. Which was a lot more racist than 1940.
Probably so, yes.
She was looking down on her.
Uh-huh.
When the Lord come get her, he come got her just like he will.
Oh, yeah.
It really don't matter. We make a bigger to-do about somebody special dying.
Mm-hmm.
When, what was that basketball player's name? Was?
Yeah, Kobe Bryant.
The down after the Laker. I'm talking about
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant. When he died, that's all they talked about.
Yeah.
For a week or 2 weeks. Same time that was going on, I had the privilege of preaching an old saint of God's funeral.
Yeah.
And I said, that funeral made the world's news.
Yep.
And I said, this one made heaven's tribunal.
That's right.
And when one of God's children go home, precious in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
That's the death of his saints.
Amen.
I may not go out here a rich man. I may go out a pauper. But as long as the Lord comes to get me,
that's
I'll
all right.
Be
all
right.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
I'm 46.
Yep.
Turned 46 last week.
Mm-hmm.
My wife didn't think I'd make it to 30. So it makes 46.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever hit 47.
Full of surprises.
I've been waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord, come get me.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be ready. At the moments.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you got a song already.
I've got that.
Okay, I couldn't find it. I looked for it a while ago and I couldn't find it. We're going to sing that song tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that I'm ready.
Yeah.
And if you're not ready, you can get ready.
Yes.
Amen. Because I will say this. Old Granny Solomon said, Lord, come get me. I've been waiting.
Yep.
You may not be ready.
Yeah.
But when your number's called, you're going out. He was. Ready or not, he's coming to get
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's right, Lord.
I want to be like old Granny Solomon.
Amen.
Lord, come get me. I've been away.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, Brother Michael. Brother Justin, stand with us. You ladies would come to the piano tonight. I'm thankful for the blessed hope we first talked about this week. That hope's not in us. That hope is found in Jesus
Christ. Right,
it's not our righteousness, but His righteousness. I'm not climbing my way to heaven. The Lord's coming to get me.
Amen.
Amen. We'll have an angelic flight.
Yeah.
There used to be a flight in Primer Quartet. I saw the Primer Quartet used to sing.
Yeah.
Said a flight without an airplane.
Wow.
One of these days, I'm taking a flight.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hey.
If you ain't ready, I get ready. I make sure when you call an election, sure. I've been awake. Lord, come get me. I've been awake.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.